May 31, page 165, The Temple of God. He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:15. Man is God's workmanship, his masterpiece, created for a high and holy purpose, and on every part of the human tabernacle God desires to write his law. Every nerve and muscle, every mental and physical endowment is to be kept pure. God designs that the body shall be a temple for his spirit. How solemn then is the responsibility resting on every soul. If we defile our bodies, we are doing harm not only to ourselves, but to many others. Christ died that the moral image of God might be restored in humanity, that men and women might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. We are to use no power of our being for selfish gratification, for all our powers belong to him and are to be used to his glory. The human house, God's building, requires close, watchful guardianship. With David we can exclaim, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." God's workmanship is to be preserved, that the heavenly universe and the apostate race may see that men and women are temples of the living God. The perfection of character which God requires is the fitting up of the whole being as a temple for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Lord requires the service of the entire being. He desires men and women to become all that he has made it possible for them to be. It is not enough for certain parts of the human machinery to be used. All parts must be brought into action or the service is deficient. The physical life is to be carefully educated, cultivated, and developed, that through men and women the divine nature may be revealed in its fullness. God expects men to use the intellect he has given them. He expects them to use every reasoning power for him. They are to give the conscience the place of supremacy that has been assigned to it. The mental and physical powers with the affections are to be so cultivated that they can reach the highest efficiency. Thus Christ is represented to the world. Is God pleased to see any of the organs or faculties he has given man neglected, misused, or deprived of the health and efficiency it is possible for them to have? Then cultivate the gift of faith. Be brave and overcome every practice which mars a soul temple. We are wholly dependent on God, and our faith is strengthened by believing, though we cannot see God's purpose in his dealing with us or the consequence of this dealing. Faith points forward and upward to things to come, laying hold of the only power that can make us complete in him. Review and Herald, November 6, 1900.